Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is time now for today's Strawberry Letter, and if you need advice on relationships, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to SteveHarveyFM.com and click Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now. And you never know, it could be yours.
It could be yours. Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is, Strawberry Letter.
Thank you, nephew. Subject, I wear the pants in the family. Dear Stephen Shirley, I'm 32 and I married a man that's never done any kind of physical work. He sells insurance like his daddy did, and his parents bought us the house we live in. Because he pays all of the bills, he likes to throw it in my face that we don't have a house note. I work part-time, so I have more time on my hands to take care of our three sons and things that need to be done around the house. I am writing this letter because I do some things that women shouldn't have to do. Just recently, I had to get a wasp nest off the porch and hose down our driveway after we had a heavy rain. He saw me doing the work and thought it was funny. He won't pick up the vacuum, a mop, mow the lawn, or put his clothes in the washing machine. I also get the boys' haircuts once a month, and I buy all of their clothes, which they often hate. My husband even expects me to initiate sex. He said we can do it whenever I want it because he knows I'm usually tired from a full day of moving around with the kids. I hate that for me. I've asked him to participate in this marriage, and he thinks that his financial contribution is adequate. The ongoing joke with our friends is that I wear the pants in the family. It's no longer funny to me. I can go back to teaching full-time and take care of my boys without him. I can leave him in his house that his parents got him and see how long he can take care of it without me. His mom is still living, and she agrees that her son can do more to help me out, but she won't dare mention it to him. I resent my husband more than ever. Can I give my husband an ultimatum, or is he a lost cause? Please help. All right. You're married to a very selfish, very arrogant, very lazy man, period. I mean, what does he think this is? You literally do everything in the family, and he thinks it's okay because he pays all the bills. No, I don't. What man would be happy to see his wife, the mother of his sons, doing all that you do? Getting wasp nests down, power washing the driveway. Come on now. I think you've let his behavior go on way too long, and now you're ready to leave because you've had enough. But your husband checked out of this marriage years ago. He's got a couple of dollars that he can hang over your head, so he feels like he can do whatever he wants to do. I mean, money does not make a marriage. It can break one, though, for sure. It's either too much money, people don't know how to act, or it's not enough money, and it's just too hard to make the marriage work because you don't have enough. But your husband doesn't seem to be interested in you or the marriage. I don't think you need to give him an ultimatum. I think you need to give yourself an ultimatum, because either he starts pulling his weight at home with the boys, or you just do what you said you were going to do. Go back to work full time and raise the boys without him. You've been doing it by yourself this long anyway. Steve?
One question. Why did you marry him? You know, whenever I get these letters, I try to find some redeeming quality in the person that the letter is about. Usually in all of these letters, you have someone that has a complaint towards another person. That's usually what these letters are about. So what I try to find when I get these letters is some redeeming quality inside of the person that the letter is about. You've married a man that's never done any kind of physical work. Now, I don't know if he's older than you, you 32, but y'all done already had these three boys. He sells insurance like his daddy did, and his parents bought us the house we live in. Now, because he pays all the bills, he likes to throw it in my face that we don't have a house note. Now, let me stop right here. The house note is usually our largest bill. Am I right? That's usually the largest bill. Mm-hmm. So if your daddy and mama bought you the house, what bill is you bragging about? Girl, did you see that water bill came in here? $40? You see me pay that water bill? Huh? Did you see the electricity bill that came in this month? $110? You see that? Let me ask you guys something. What's the average electric bill at a house? What do you think? Just give
you
me
a number.
You
don't know. $565.
$500?
That's just electric. Are you talking about water, too?
For the electric. About $560. Mm-hmm. For the electricity?
Just a regular house, not a mansion.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Over here.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know about
it. He was thinking about
what's happening? Y'all running on generator? What is y'all doing? $500. Anyway. So he's paying these regular bills. I'm assuming it is. That's why I have to ask.
Yeah.
But now he paying these bills and he want to throw that in your face, but his mom and him gave him the house note. And then you writing this letter because you say you're doing some stuff that women shouldn't have to do. You getting hornet's nest down out and washing down the driveway. He saw you doing the work and he thought it was funny. A ha ha, he he hell.
Terrible.
He don't pick up a vacuum, mop, mow the lawn, put his clothes. He don't mow the lawn. He don't. What he do? What does he do? And now you done got tired of it.
All right, hang on, Steve.
He's been trifling for a long time, though. He ain't just started last week.
Mm-hmm. We'll have part two of your response coming up, Steve, at 23 minutes after today's Strawberry Letter subject. I wear the pants in the family. We'll get back into it right after this.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, Steve, come on. Let's recap today's strawberry letter. The subject, I wear the pants in the family.
Well, you know, that's not cute for a woman to have to say that. She's 32. She married to a man that has never done or doesn't do any physical work at all. He sells insurance like his daddy, his mother, and father bought them the house, gave it to him, so they don't have a house note. And he throws it up in her face all the time that he pays all the bills. She works part-time so she can spend more time at home doing things around the house and taking care of the three sons. She writing a letter because she feels that she's doing some stuff that women shouldn't have to do. She done got the hornet's nest down off the porch, hose down the driveway after heavy rain. He saw her doing the work and he started laughing. He won't pick up a vacuum, a mop. He don't mow the lawn. He don't put his clothes in the washing machine. I get the boys' haircuts once a month and buy all their clothes. Now, that one troubles me right there.
Yeah.
You know that's a ritual, a father taking his son to the barber shop.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's a rite of passage, man. So this dude right here, I mean, he's missing out on really some great moments. But he feels as though since he's paying all the bills, that's all he got to do. And she buy all their clothes, which they often hate. My husband even expects me to initiate sex. He says we can do it whenever I want because he knows I'm usually tired from a full day of moving around with the kids. I hate that for me. Well, okay, you will do it whenever you want. Okay, it sounds like something else is happening here, but that ain't what's in the letter, so don't throw that out there. I've asked him to participate in this marriage, and he thinks that his financial contribution is adequate. Yeah, that's what a lot of men think. I've been accused of that before in my house, you know. Steve, it's not just about taking care of everybody. Taking care means a lot of other things. And I've had to have that brought to my attention. So there are men who think that their financial contribution is adequate. The ongoing joke with our friends is that I wear the pants in this family. Well, it ain't no longer funny to me. She said, I can go back to teaching full time, take care of my boys without him. I can leave him in his house that his parents got him and see how long he can take care of it without me. His mom is still living, and she agrees that her son can do more to help me out, but she won't dare mention it to him. I resent my husband more than ever. This is what this letter is all about. I resent my husband more than ever. Can I give my husband an ultimatum, or is he a lost cause? Please help. Now, you have no choice than to issue the ultimatum. And I think your ultimatum is in the letter. You can say, I'm going to go back to teaching full time, take care of my boys without you because you don't do nothing anyway. And I can leave you with this house that your parents bought you and see how long you can get along without me. Now, that's the ultimatum. Because I'm tired of doing everything and you do nothing. I'm tired of you laughing at me, wash down the driveway and get hornet's nests done. I'm tired of it. I'm tired of you thinking that all you got to do is pay some bills and you've made your contribution. Well, it's more than that. Your boys don't even know you. I take them to get haircuts. And the reason I take them to get haircuts is because the barb is really cute.
Hey.
Okay.
And they've often asked me where you were, and I told them I don't know. But the barber did come to the football game.
Okay.
So I think you need to get into the ultimatum business. Now, the part about that he don't want sex unless you want it, that's a whole nother conversation. I'm not going to throw that out there because that ain't going to matter. But the resentment that you have to your husband, towards your husband, is real and it's justified. Mm-hmm. Because you are doing the most.
Yeah.
Let me just say this to the men out there. Just because you pay the bills, that's not all to it. Being a father and a husband is hard work, and it's a constant pull and tug. And I'm not saying that being a mother is not, because I can't imagine what that is. They manufacture children. So, ta-da, there's nothing we can do to top that. But this thing that you think because you bought some money to the table, that's it. Well, she bought three lives into this world. And she manufactured them, produced them. And she takes care of everything. You got to issue the ultimatum, lady. That's all I'm saying to you. You got to get something going in your direction, because the resentment is not going to end unless you get some help. Because, like, as women oftentimes say, I could be miserable all by myself.
Yeah.
And one thing about being miserable, you don't need a lot of help. You just don't need a lot of help to be miserable. You can do that by yourself, though.
Mm-hmm.
But then what's crazy is when you got somebody adding to the misery.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man.
But you know what? This is troubling to me, Steve, this line in this letter where he says, where she says that he doesn't want sex unless she initiates it. So if she does nothing, he'll do nothing.
He'll do nothing with her.
With her,
See, whenever a man goes,
or the marriage,
it's because something else is happening. But that ain't what the letter about, so
no,
I don't want to throw that out there.
But it's troubling, though, that it just really is. What's going on? Why does she have to initiate it? Yeah. All right. Leave your comments on today's Strawberry Letter on Instagram and Facebook at Steve Harvey FM, and check us out on the Strawberry Letter podcast on the free iHeartRadio app.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.